KQED.
Welcome to a special summer road trip edition of the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer, and today we're visiting some of the state's hidden gems, destinations that are gorgeous, quirky, tasty, or just plain fun. Most of them are a bit off the beaten path, and we begin in Northern California. Napa Valley is, of course, a producer of world-class wine, but a very different kind of liquid, bubbling deep under the surface, also draws visitors to a 35-acre attraction near Calistoga.
My name is Ginger O'Byrne, and we're standing at Old Faithful Geyser of California. Basically, there's a cold water stream hitting hot lava way down deep, and it builds up pressure and goes off.
Unlike the most famous Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park, this one is privately owned, bought a few years ago by an old school teacher from Santa Rosa. But they both spew water on a schedule you can pretty much set your watch to, with a few exceptions.
It changes whether there's, depending on how much rain there is, how much groundwater, if we've had any earthquakes. We usually pick up in a 250-mile radius if there's an earthquake. It'll hold off. It won't keep its same pattern. It'll get a little bit erratic. Right now it's about every 40 minutes, 35, 40 minutes, and it stays up about 5 minutes, and it's averaging about 30 to 60 feet.
How hot is the water?
350 degrees when it comes out, but there's nothing to keep it warm, so it doesn't feel hot when the spray hits you.
A crowd of 20 or so slowly gathers and waits, and then, more or less on schedule, steam and water begin burping and bubbling out of the geyser. Finally, a stream of water explodes about 50 or 60 feet into the air. People come from all over the world to watch this geothermal performance.
David, where are you from?
I'm from the Netherlands.
My name is Eric, also from the Netherlands.
What's your last name, Eric?
Terfoot.
What is it about geysers that you find so interesting?
Well, it's something about you don't know what it is, why all of a sudden it comes out of the ground and get all this hot water, and you don't know why is it. It's something geological, but you don't know what it is.
What did you think?
It was pretty cool. Yeah!
Was it about what you expected or different?
It was a little different.
How so?
I was thinking of it going a little bit higher.
That was actually cool.
You thought it was cool?
Yeah.
What are your names, by the way?
Ben.
Adam.
Others aren't quite as impressed as those boys from San Ramon. Marla and Anthony Wolf are visiting from nearby Oakland.
Oh, it was all right. It seemed like a little expensive for what you get, I think.
You know, after two or three wine tastings, it probably looks a little more fascinating than it really is.
But if you're put off by the price of admission, it's $10 for adults, $7 for seniors, and $3 for kids, there's more. Ginger O'Byrne shows us the fainting goats.
And these two guys right here are our oldest guys. They've been here about 9 years. And these are one of our babies, baby fainters.
So what is it that makes them faint?
Being scared, excited. When they play, they'll scare each other, especially when they're little. And they'll both just fall over and their feet go up in the air and they're back on their feet within a minute.
How do you know they're not dead? I guess they get back up right away.
Yeah, they get back up right away. They look kind of dead sometimes.
On this day, the goats do not faint. In fact, they're downright talkative, despite the 90-degree weather.
Bleh! Bleh! Bleh!